your grandma might have said, count your blessings. The Rolling Stones put it this way, you can't always get what you want, but you just might get what you need. And then there was Rabbi Hyman Schachtel, who delivered the prayer at President Johnson's inauguration back in 1965, and said, happiness is not having what you want, but wanting what you have. Pithy statements all, but what do they mean, really, especially as we exit a time of great want, with people, especially kids, after the holidays, sometimes left, well, wanting, despite all the gift-giving? Is it really possible to just be grateful for what you have? Is it true, as the rabbi seems to imply, that going out and getting what you think you want will not make you happy? Jeff Larson is a psychologist who teaches and conducts research about happiness at Texas Tech University, and he's on the fence on this one. He joins us from the studios of KOHM, the public radio station there. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
And it's interesting to us, your research on happiness dovetails with a lot of research that's coming out that deals with gratitude and the positive impact of being grateful for what you have. But you got started on this topic and did several studies because of the rabbi's words. Let's say them again. Happiness is not having what you want, but wanting what you have. What got you going there?
Well, it got me thinking, what exactly is the difference between having what you want and wanting what you have?
Well, you went and you took those questions that you had and did a number of studies. You asked people mm-hmm. whether or not they had 52 material items and also how much they wanted those 52 material items, whether or not they had them. What were some of the items?
Oh, things like cars, cell phones, TV, computer, nice jewelry.
Yeah. So this was a very scientific study. We know that there are a lot of formulas. I'm opening up now, and I see one here. 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7 plus 8 slash 6 over 8 equals 15 slash 6 over 8 equals 0.31. So we're not going to get into the obvious mathematical calculations you had to do. But just tell us, what conclusion did they bring you to?
Well, the first thing we found is that having what you want and wanting what you have are different. That is to say that these two variables aren't perfectly correlated.
So you can want something like a car, mm-hmm. and yet when you have a car, you may not want it anymore.
Well, it's sort of like height and weight. In general, people who are tall are going to be heavier, but it's not always the case. It's sort of like that with having what you want and wanting what you have.
Well, let's take a closer look at this, break it down. First of all, you found that people who wanted what they had, in other words, they looked at the things that they had and they wanted them. You know, obviously that would mean they felt good about having them. They did tend to be happier than what? Than people who looked at what they had and they didn't want it?
That's exactly right. They tended to be happier than those who didn't want what they had as much.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Schachtel's statement was a little too simplistic in suggesting that happiness is not one thing, it's the other. What our data suggest is that happiness is both having what you want and wanting what you have.
You're saying that it's okay to have a little bit of want as well, that it's okay to be thinking, you know, there's something that I still want to have.
I think what the data are indicating is that may not be such a bad thing if you've got some extra money lying around and you've got some unfulfilled want to go out and buy it.
And is part of this that it seems like if you were completely happy with what you had, mm-hmm. does that lead to some sort of complacency?
That is a risk, but what we found is that people who want what they have actually find more meaning in life. They're not just happier, they live a more meaningful life. So that suggests that this happiness that comes from wanting what you have isn't an empty complacency.
Well, and how does this square with the research that we've been reading that came out recently about gratitude? Researchers at Hofstra University and UC Davis found mm-hmm. that adults who maintain this sort of attitude of gratitude find happiness in what they have more energy, more optimism, more friends. They're happier and more successful than people who don't have that attitude of gratitude, who may have more want. They've done studies with kids, splitting a group of kids up, and one half of the group listed everything they were grateful for. The other half listed things that they complained about. The group that had the gratitude list was happier, healthier. How does your study, you know, maybe there's something to the idea of wanting. How does that square with the gratitude studies?
Our results fit nicely with that research. And one of the things that we found is that one of the reasons why people who are grateful are happier is precisely because they want what they have. They are the ones who want the cars that they have, the cell phones that they have, the computers that they have, and things like that. And so there's two things that you can do. You can go out and buy the things that you want, but there's a cheaper way. And the cheaper way is to take Chocktail's suggestion and to say, well, maybe I can take the things that I've already got and want them more than I do right now.
So there's two avenues. But can you really do that? I mean, is it a matter of just telling yourself to think differently about what you have?
I think we can. And I think that one thing to do is to just call your attention to those things. Take the gratitude journal, you know, once a week. Write down those things that you're grateful for. Another thing that you can do is to avoid paying attention to those things you don't have. And that can be a real challenge, especially when you consider that Consumer Reports estimates that we're bombarded with nearly 250 advertisements a day.
Yeah, well, then let's talk about those social pressures, because I would think that's when this becomes very difficult with children, because it's hard to tell a kid, be happy with your Scrabble board game when they really, really, really wanted an iPod and all their friends got one and all the media messages they get say that, you know, you're not cool without one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a 3.5-year-old, and Christmas morning was very frustrating because she got all these great things and wasn't very satisfied with them.
Yeah.
You know, this idea of having enough is a very modern challenge. Until recently, most people simply didn't have enough clean water, food, shelter. I don't think this applies to the vast majority of the world's population who live on less than $10 a day.
Right.
For people like you and me, I think it's probably better to take the other approach of changing your mind about the things that you already have, being more grateful for them.
Yeah. That's Jeff Larson, a psychologist who teaches and conducts research at Texas Tech University. Professor, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, sometimes you don't get the sports outcome you want. You get the one you need. That's not working for us right now because the New York Jets clobbered our New England Patriots last night. The final score, 28-21, does not tell the ugly story. The Jets now face the Pittsburgh Steelers for the AFC Championship. We Pats fans are left to eat humble pie. Actually, I brought in my pitiful Go Pats sheet cake. We'll work on that. Back in a minute, here and now.